Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 147, entitled The Curse of Self-Righteousness. Since I was younger, there have been many times in my life, even up to today, that the callousness of the world has given me righteous indignation, as hard-heartedness abounds. Even myself, as I grapple with my imperfections, being convicted of the Holy Spirit when I am wrong. What is so wonderful is that I know that I am in a good place. This is so important because the devil would deceive us as we believe that it is okay to overlook the sins of our loved ones, that we are showing them love and kindness. It is a trap. I express this often to my children. Out of fear of being shunned and abandoned by their siblings, they will see them doing wrong and refuse to correct them. The fear of rejection is powerful. We all feel guilty when we discipline and chastise our loved ones. But what good is it if we do not and their whole bodies are cast into hell? On the other hand, complacency is rooted in those who don't care at all, who will disregard God's judgment as if they are better than others. Meditate on what Jesus is saying here. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore which of them will love him most. Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Luke chapter 7, verses 40 through 47 of the King James Version. Did you get that? It was not that he was more perfect than she at that moment. His heart was indignant and cold. Look at this parable as a friend. Always there in a time of need, unappreciated by ungrateful and thankless individuals. As a mother, father, or family member who has been forsaken, remember, your children and loved ones are always grown until they need help. As a coworker, I observe this often. Someone will pretend they care and that they must report wrongdoing, but it is a ruse so that their misdeeds remain hidden. who are just as impervious, cold-hearted, and uncaring. But what they don't see is that their true intent becomes evident. Let me confirm this. Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice or consider the log that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, allow me to take out the speck that is in your eye," when you yourself do not look at the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, play actor, pretender. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eye. Luke chapter 6, verses 41 and 42 of the Amplified Version. For the remainder, I'm going to take it from the King James Version. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. Luke 43 through 45, chapter 6. The Holy Spirit is reminding me of the character of these same ones who are apathetic. The scribes and Pharisees tie up heavy loads that are hard to bear and place them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not lift a finger to make them lighter. Matthew chapter 23, verse 4 of the Amplified Version. In their entitlement, they blame everyone else around them for the problems that they create. And just as it is written in God's spiritual law, "Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him." Proverbs chapter 26, verse 27 of the King James Version. These same wicked people see the judgment of the Lord all around us and will not accept accountability for the havoc that they helped to create and maintain in their lives and the lives of others. These same individuals are leaving their loved ones defenseless, deceived by the devil. But woe! Judgment is coming to you who are rich and place your faith in possessions while remaining spiritually impoverished, for you are already receiving your comfort in full, and there is nothing left to be rewarded to you. Luke chapter 6, verse 24 of the Amplified Version. Remember Lazarus and the rich man. I need you to know that godly correction from a place of love is crucial. To have regard for one person over another and to show favoritism is not good, because for a piece of bread a man will transgress. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 21 of the Amplified Version. He will sell his soul at any cost. You won't matter because evil men do not understand justice. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 5 of the Amplified Version. When you truly love someone, you will treasure this scripture. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 of the King James Version. Can I point out something? Friend is singular in this scripture for a reason. Now here is the warning. Satan seeks to make you weak as you disregard the word of the Lord. You will be unable to protect yourself, having love to be deceived and to deceive, unable to stand against trials and tribulations, even when calamity strikes. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation, built in house upon earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Luke chapter 6, verse 49 of the King James Version. Did you get that? You are your brother's watchman, including those you profess to love. Don't just stand by and watch them implode. They may become angry and walk away, but know that you warned them from a place of love and truth. Have faith in God and know this. Ultimately, we will be accountable for our own decisions. We can choose what we say, how we respond, how we act and react, but none of us get to choose the consequences. Let me leave you with these to meditate on as I close. Number one, he who appropriately reprimands a wise man will afterward find more favor than he who flatters with the tongue. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 23 of the Amplified Version. Number two, the foolishness of man undermines his way, ruining whatever he undertakes. Then his heart is resentful and rages against the Lord. For being a fool, he blames the Lord instead of himself. Proverbs 19, verse 3 of the Amplified Version. I say all that to say that it remains within you to discern the spirits, because many are called, but few are chosen. This next one will also remain true. Number three, and finally, do not give that which is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, for they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Matthew chapter 7, verse 6 of the Amplified Version. Always coming from a place of love and truth, thank you for joining me again here at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.